Hello and welcome to the Politics Podcast. My name's William Gelder, joined once again by Matt Shaddick. Buzzword Bingo is back for the final debate, a Question Time special this Thursday featuring Prime Minister David Cameron, Labour leader Ed Miliband and Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg. Matt, the general election picture is still too close to call, but you've been out and about this week. You even made an appearance on the BBC's Panorama to give your verdict. What are the markets telling us now about the outcome on May the 7th?
Yeah, it's interesting. The polls are still very close. I know what you mean about too close to call, but the betting markets don't seem to take that opinion. So in terms of who's going to win the most seats, the Tories have come into very, very strong favourites there, 1-4. And most votes even shorter, 1-5, the Conservatives win more votes. And we took a £50,000 bet on that today, which partly caused that price change. Although, interestingly, in terms of who's going to be Prime Minister on July the 1st, Ed Miliband's still slight favourite there, 4-7, because, as I think we discussed before, it's quite hard, slightly harder for Cameron to form a government, even if he does get slightly more seats than the Labour Party. There are just less potential coalition partners likely in the House of Commons if our forecasts are correct.
Okay, good stuff. And just quickly, give us a quick plug. We've got our own election microsite full of gizmos and obviously an updated constituency betting map. So, yeah, give us a little plug for that too.
Yeah, that's at ladbrokes.com/election. We've got quite a whizzy election map there. We can focus on any constituency, see what the latest odds are in every seat in the country. And what we do from that is we create a forecast based on who's favourite in every seat at any particular time. The update's live. And right now, that is also saying the Tories will get most seats, but only just 278 against 266 for Labour, so pretty close. SNP on an incredible 52 of the 59 Scottish seats. We've got the Lib Dems on 27, and UKIP currently favourites in 3 seats.
Okay, good stuff. There you are. As Matt said, head to www.ladbrokes.com/election for all the latest. Let's focus then on Buzzword Bingo for this Question Time debate we've got coming up. A few of the regulars making their way into the list, the likes of the British People, 1-5, long-term economic plan as well, same price, fully costed, 1-3. A couple of even shots that are interesting on the doorstep. Which is interesting. I haven't seen anyone canvassing in my area. I don't know about you. And food banks also evens as well. But there's a few new entrants. For those of you not familiar, we have had these for the previous debates in this election campaign. We've got a few new entrants now that I wanted to focus on. David Cameron, he's been accused of lacking passion recently. But we have seen him, obviously, through the years in PMQs. He knows how to go for the jugular. Do you think we could see that side of him again here? There are a couple of interesting potential selections. One we've both discussed off air, ransom note at 5-2 in reference to the SNP and their potential influence on Ed Miliband. Should they enter a coalition? That's looking pretty solid, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what is solid. He's bound to mention something to do with the SNP and how they might play a part in a future government. The Tories have been going very hard on that recently. So ransom note is one way they've been describing any SNP demands. Another thing they've used before, Alex Salmond's poodle. 5-1 that's, oh, I suppose Cameron's most likely to use it, but 5-1 any of the three leaders says any of these phrases during the debate.
Okay. Other things that may be labelled at Miliband, Labour's economic mess. We seem to be sort of raking up the past a lot in the mudslinging, and that's 6-1 shot. Labour's economic mess, yep. And another one that's come up recently, that's sort of definitely a buzzword I've noticed being spouted, back to square one, the bar put up by the Tories to sort of try and dissuade people from us turning the corner, turning our back on their recovery. I think that one's pretty strong too.
Yeah, 2-1 back to square one, that's quite plausible, I guess. We've stuck a couple of catchphrases that Miliband's been using recently. I'm glad you asked me that. That's something he quite likes to say to people in these kind of situations when members of the public are firing questions at him. That's 2-1. Another one I've noticed him using, whenever he's trying to defend one of his positions, he quite often says, I take an old-fashioned view. We've stuck that in 3-1. He'll then usually goes on to say something that isn't particularly old-fashioned. But anyway, he likes to use that to defend some of his policies. So perhaps one of those two will pop up.
Okay, and let's stay on the Miliband theme because Milifandom, the craze sweeping the nation, or not, maybe. A buzzword that's sort of swept social media, certainly in the past couple of days, Millifandom, referring to, what are they, these sort of social media groups that spouted up, groupies, if you like, for Ed. That's a 10-to-1 shot.
Yeah, I'm a bit sceptical about that. I can't see Cameron or Clegg wanting to big that one up. I think Ed's probably a little bit too modest to bring that himself. So, yeah, 10-to-1 for a reason. I don't think that's going to happen. Some of the bigger price ones, I mean, not up to the job. I could see Cameron using that. He's used similar phrases before to describe the opposition. So I might be looking there rather than Millifandom.
Okay, and just finally then, any Cleggisms? Nick Clegg, obviously the star of the show in 2010. He needs to really try and claw back some capital for the Lib Dems because they are struggling. Do you think any of these phrases could be uttered by him?
One big thing they're going with at the moment, the Lib Dems, is education. So we've got your children's future at 5-to-1. He could also use that in the context of the paying down the deficit or whatever else he wants to talk about when perhaps criticising Labour's policies. Yeah, so there are a couple that he might use.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks very much, Matt. Those are the views of Mr. Lad Politics himself. Okay, that's about all we've got time for. Don't forget, as we said, head to www.ladbrokes.com/election for all the latest interactive updates on our microsite. And of course, head to www.ladbrokes.com online, on mobile and on tablet for all the latest odds.